The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Second hour of the National Intel Report. I am your host, have been for 27 plus years. Whew. It's been a long road. We're here in the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network on this fourth day of February, folks, 2020, talking with Jeff Bennett. And Jeff, we're seeing the stock market went up. Last Friday, it took the bite, 500-600 points. I don't know what people expect when it's that artificially inflated. You're going to have those kind of swings, but that doesn't make too many people comfortable. They know that.
No, it shouldn't, John. There's, yeah. I look at this darn thing. We had a 600 point drop last week, and then it bounced back up, and it's bounced up even further today. While I was on the air this morning, all of a sudden we've had a 1,000 plus point gain in the last couple of trading days. Which in effect shows you we were down as far as 27 something. We're back up to 28.8. I don't care. There's so much stinking manipulation going on. You've got the Federal Reserve is pumping Wall Street, who's pumping us, and you got Tesla issues going on. Very interesting article came out about Tesla late today. Tesla's surging stock is starting to remind Wall Street of Bitcoin's parabolic rally in 2017, mm-hmm. and up and down. And that Tesla's just become a game to me. It's just I guess it could be the Bitcoin of the auto industry.
It's amazing, isn't it? The stock is up to over $900 a share, and just a couple of months ago, it was still down around a couple of hundred. And yeah, okay, he's going to be selling his wonderful electric cars in China, but they're not addressing the one snag in all of this Tesla and electric cars. And if we've noticed, General Motors and Ford, well, they're in on it too. They're going to make electric cars. And Jeff, I'm sorry, how are we going to generate the electricity necessary to power these vehicles with a short range? It's not going to be feasible. It's not going to be possible.
Well,
they're moving ahead.
You brought Obama up a little earlier, and I referred to, and I could be wrong, maybe it was Bush, but, Chevrolet came out with that car, the Volt.
Yes.
Some years ago. And interesting enough, I think it's still in production. It's actually, as an electric car, not a bad-looking car. I just don't care that much for GM stuff. But, look at the big fires they had in California just a few months ago. And they're all pushing electric cars, except that nobody had a place to plug them in to charge them. And so this is great. And now this little 14 or 15 year old girl, this one that's running around yelling and screaming and shaking her fist at us. What's her name? Greta Thunberg. She's been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize.
And all she is a bit player in the script that her parents have cooked up for a docudrama.
That's right. But remember, the last wacko that was given a Nobel Peace Prize was named, he was the King of Kenya. And and her husband.
By the way, did you see Barry Sartorio's pictures of his mother? Those have been scrubbed from the web. The little communists and socialists out there have been due diligent in scrubbing the web clean. His mama was a whore. There is no other way to put this. And I'm sorry if that offends women out there, or you've got your hands over your small child's ears. That's what it was. Sorry. Yeah.
Very much so. But anyway, the rest of the indexes were up again today. S&P 500 was up almost 49. NASDAQ was up nearly 200. Global Dow was up. Gold closed down a little bit, but it's already in the after hours, which means you're talking Hong Kong is up 330, heading for tomorrow. The interesting one has been oil, John. It wasn't more than 5 weeks ago or so. We watched a barrel of oil at, $62, $63 a barrel.
Yep.
I've talked about this. Our gas prices have not moved up or down out here in Arizona. They've been holding at $2.99. I went by a station this morning that was down to $2.95.
$2.95 for a gallon of gasoline. We're paying $2.08, $2.07, $2.08.
Oh yeah,
here.
Well, you know, we're out in this part of the world, we get screwed. but oil was up 17 cents in the after hours. But oil's now down to $49.78. This stuff should be a lot lower. But they're hammering everybody.
Well, and the reason they'd like the prices, you know, the old supply and demand routine. But here's the thing: they've got plenty of supply. There's not enough demand. And
what's interesting to me is we're not getting this stuff from Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
The alleged claim is we're one of the largest producers of oil in the world today. I don't know if that's true or not, but I don't buy half what comes out of D.C., so what's the difference?
Well, the problem is the way that all these contracts are set up is selling to every mother and her uncle around the planet rather than taking our own resources and going, okay, we got this stuff. Let's use it for our own benefit, and let's keep the prices reasonable. I have no problem paying a gas company or gasoline manufacturer. I got no problem me paying for their product and garnering a decent profit off of it. Just don't price it. You know, $3, you're still bumping around $3 a gallon out there. For me, that's ridiculous. You've got a 30-gallon tank, man. You've just shredded the better part of a $100 bill.
Well, here's the problem. Most of what you're paying for gas has got nothing to do with the gas and oil. It's the taxes that the state and the Fed are levying on everybody.
Well,
and that's how we're all getting bent over with this nonsense.
Well, of course. I mean, after all, they've got to survive. And then they turn around and use it. If they don't like what a state is doing on any particular political issue, they'll hold that in abeyance. And basically, that's blackmail. They'll tell you that, we're not going to send you your highway funds because you've not been good boys and girls.
Yeah.
God.
Headline came out on Market Watch a short while ago that I don't even know how to pronounce this guy's name. Buddy Gigg and Sanders are in a tight Iowa race as results begun coming in. My comment on Facebook was rumor has it that PD likes it that way. Tight.
And this is a family show, Mr. Bennett.
I know. Well, we're all family, John. What the heck?
Well, and you know, the funny thing is that, you know, humor does let off a little bit of pressure. And we've always, under the monicum here of being more civil and polite and whatever, you know, every once in a while, you got to crack a joke about these characters because there's a million and one jokes to talk about. I mean, this is the most ludicrous thing I've ever witnessed in my life. I wake up in the morning wondering who's going to drop the other shoe, what manufactured crisis we're going to have, what political wranglings, who's going to be violating whatever tenet of the Constitution. And I'm, Jeffrey, quite frankly, I'm sick and tired of this because there is one arbiter to this entire argument. And it's already printed. They got it encased in glass in Washington, D.C. It's called the Constitution.
Which they have done everything they can to destroy, overrule. Right now, I hate to say it, folks, it's words and words only.
That's it.
The problem is we, the people, have sat back and continue to elect the same kind of jerks over and over and over that are stepping on it.
Well, but here's the point to the political thing. It doesn't matter what jerk or a non-jerk you put into office. Nothing ever changes, Jeff.
No.
This whole political caste system is one thing. But the other thing is it doesn't matter who you elect. The thing about banking, I just got some numbers here. The Iowa caucuses, Jeff, 26.9 for Buttigieg, 25 for Sanders, Warren a whopping 18, Biden 15, Klobuchar
12, Yang, Steyer, uncommitted in Bloomberg and Gabbard. Bloomberg got less than 1%. Doesn't look like he's able to buy Iowa.
Well, who wants a 5 foot, you know, 5 foot, 4 inch tall president anyway?
Well, who wants one that's 78 years old that is that damn ugly? And you look at his face and all I see is a bunch of evil.
You know, I don't much care what they look like so long as they're doing the right job. But he's basically doing the same kind of work as Soros. He's buying his way. And it's just it's appalling. I mean for Buddy Gig and Blaney, my God, who's just got newspaper article after newspaper going back to the 60s showing his socialist and communist involvement leanings then, which goes to show you where the problem is. Wow, who were the polls interviewing? You know, the kids.
Well, it was the same thing with Obama. You know, who were his mentors? Well, the communists that was over in Hawaii and the communists that was in Chicago.
In other words, we as a people have not learned.
Well, it's not exactly been demonstrated to them, and then honest people rub it in their faces.
Yep.
Okay, that's what we have a tendency to do here. If you want to try to look away, I'm going to stick your face in this cow patty to make sure that you got the full breadth and depth of this. Holy mackerel.
It's sad. It really is.
It is.
Hey, listen, real quick. We've had some interesting things going on in the metals. Obviously, they're up, they're down. I never worry about when they go down. It just makes a better buying opportunity. But the overall trend has still been up, up, up. You look at some of the headlines. I'm very careful with some of these newsletter writers that say, oh, gold's going. I believe it or not, I saw one this morning that said gold's going to $50,000. Come on. We're all going to be long dead because and their comment was, is that, you know, when it all falls apart, this is what's going to happen to metals. This is where it's going to go. When it all falls apart, you're not going to have enough money to be able to buy any of this stuff. So obviously buy it now, but most of us aren't going to be alive.
And Jeff, so. I'm glad you mentioned that because I'm leaving the house today and I'm thinking to myself, donations are down on the network. And don't people realize when this thing folds, there's not a damn thing you're going to be able to do about it.
No.
There is not. If you've got a mortgage, you've got cars, you got debt, and you ain't got no job, you ain't got what you think that you own, or at least you're buying it on time, and getting charged interest. Many people are not looking at that. And I'm thinking to myself, the best thing that we can do with any resource we have right now is throw it into this battle before it becomes unwinnable.
Well, a couple of real quick forecasts, and these are reasonable ones. One is the coronavirus could send gold price soaring above 1,700. That's a reasonable figure. That's not out of line. Another one talks about best gold plays as price is I-1,600, and we got pretty close to it last week, and so it pulls back a little bit. Be very careful of this, all this coronavirus business, because, first of all, I always thought it was lousy beer anyway, but that's another story. Be real careful with this coronavirus thing. I have been convinced from the very beginning, that this is all going to line the pockets of Big Pharma. Don't kid yourself. They've got the answer coming real quick. So those are the kind of suggestions you see. I don't care if gold sits at 1,600 and never moves. The dollar is going to keep on going down. You've got far too many nations and holders of U.S. government debt that are trying to bail out of it because it is going nowhere. One of the articles we've got posted at the top of MorganaPreciousMetals.com tonight talks about the fake news and the phony healthy economy. Sorry, folks. I don't see the economy being that healthy.
I don't see
things getting that much better.
It is not. And down here in Central Texas, we've got traffic jams like we've never had before. Because there are enclaves of economic opportunities, such as Central Texas here, and every mother and her uncle from every other state in the union's coming down here.
Well, you got the same problem that we have here in Arizona. They're all getting the hell out of California and coming east.
Yeah, but they're not leaving their politics at home, Jeff.
That's the problem. It's always been my complaint. They move because they can't stand what they left, and they get here and want to change it to what they left.
Mm-hmm.
And that's you're starting to see some of that down in the Austin area, and I'm not liking it.
Well, Austin has always been, you know, it's always been considered to be, you know, a musical town. And after all, musicians aren't really straight arrows of society. They're highly entertaining. And, well, we'll keep Austin weird. Well, the problem has been when I first got down here and I saw what Austin was doing, I call it after the movie with Robin Williams in it, Little Moscow on the Colorado. The University of Texas, which was a stalwart of conservatism, and now they're tearing down civil war monuments and whatever else. It's been strange, but the bigger impact with this moving around of people like you've experienced in Arizona, we have here, is they're migrating toward the bigger cities like Houston, San Antonio, and Dallas, and they're turning them blue with their ignorance.
Yep. I know it.
And there's the problem.
Yep. Look at Richmond, Virginia.
Yeah, there you go. Classic example.
Same mentality.
Yeah.
Hey, a couple of quick things, and I'm going to let you go. You got other stuff to do. Working on some stuff with a client this morning, and we did some things, and I've got a real quick package that I've not posted on the website yet, but if you're looking to pick up some gold, and yes, certainly happy to talk to folks about silver as well. Because things have settled down a little bit today. We've got some superb prices. Can't guarantee them by morning. Market could go up, could come down, and we'll adjust accordingly. These are Swiss 20-franc pieces minted, for back in the 1800s into the 1900s. The Swiss francs actually were minted up until about 1948. Lawful, legal tender. Most of the ones we try to get are in the 1930s and older, but cannot guarantee. Generally mixed date stuff. Currently, we can pick these up for about $307, almost $308 a piece. A five pack would run our listeners $1,539.10. A 10 pack, literally double that at $3,078.20. There'll be some very moderate shipping costs on orders of that size. We get into 20 coins or higher, price is going to drop to $305, $6,100 for a 20 pack. If you're looking at picking up gold, I like the fractional. If you'd rather talk about 1 ounce Maple Leafs, Gold American Eagles, I had a marvelous buy on some Australian kookaburras, but they were sold out today. But there's some really good stuff like that. Look, you just pick up what you can afford to pick it up, put it away. Yes, you can get more bang for the buck with silver, as it were, but we have to be careful with it because you just buy so much of it. If you got to get up and move with your family, silver can get very heavy and weigh you down. Yeah. You can give up the shocks on your 1992 Toyota Corolla because they won't hold it.
You got that right. All right,
but
my friend.
Give us a call, 602-799-8214, 602-799-8214. Go to the website. Other ways of contacting us are there. Morgana, Morgana. Like a pirate, MorganaPreciousMetals.com. And I'll be back on Thursday, but I'm around, John.
All righty. Well, Jeffrey, I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for having me up. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, sir. Sorry. The guy's talking in my ear, and you're talking through a double-pane window. What?
He's still there?
Yeah. Well, okay.
So, hey, now, question. What happened? So you got hacked over there or what?
Yeah, ransomware, and I now discovered why they call it ransomware. They captured our main computer, all the files, everything they absconded with, and of course you give them a call and they'll do a remedial action on your computer, but it's only going to cost you $1,500, $2,000. IT people are expensive.
We need to talk tomorrow.
Yeah, okay.
I'm serious. I've got some thoughts on this.
All right.
Okay.
All right, my friend.
Later, man. Good
Thanks.
Night.
Bye. Now, I'm sorry, Michael, what? Okay. Did I have to know that while he was talking? I can't multitask. Yeah, it's better if you put it on that screen there. And then you point to my computer. See, that way I can read it when I can use my broadcast talent here to weave that in the narrative. That's why you're sitting on that side of the window, my friend. Tom, I can hear you laughing from here, Mr. Foghorn Leghorn. I shouldn't rag Tom. He was in here till 4 o'clock in the morning rebuilding that damn computer. We would have already been gone if it wouldn't have been for Tom Terrific out there. That's your new name, Tommy. Tom Terrific. All right, folks, we'll break. Now I'm going to get into some serious news and a lot of it. Okay, back in three.
They came and took it all away.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
This song. It's kind of like the Rush Limbaugh theme on steroids.
At any rate.
Well, you want to know the state of California? And why so many people are moving the hell out of that place? California kills bill to protect parental rights on sex education. This tells you exactly what these people are about. Alex Newman, which I had on this broadcast, what, about a month, 6 weeks ago? Something like that. Under pressure from Planned Parenthood and other tax-funded perverts seeking to sexualize children at the earliest possible ages, California lawmakers killed a bill that would have required parental consent for radical, comprehensive sex education in government school. but the fight's not over. The legislation known as SB 673 would have changed state law on sex education, currently mandated from kindergarten, from an opt-out system to one requiring parents to opt in for their children with a signature. It only applied for children in K through 6th grade in public schools. The measure also would have required school districts to make the material available to parents. The bill was filed amid growing concerns surrounding extreme sexualization and indoctrination being forced on captive children in public schools, much of which has been documented by the Newman Report in recent years. And by the way, for you people that like to spread the information, the story that's on republicbroadcasting.org is annotated and would complete with links. So you can get all the information. No excuse. The information is there, folks. The only thing required of you is to help spread it. That's your job. Among other abuses, young California children are being encouraged to fornicate and engage in safe sodomy. Children, this is healthy. This is natural. What this is about is busting the culture. That's what this is about. They don't care about your children. They just want to bust up this culture and this society and this country. That's what they want to do, and they're well on their way of doing it. And look at the remarkable state that California's in. Jeez. It appears that the raunchy LGBT propaganda, which has now infected virtually every subject, would have remained mandatory even under SB 673 with no opt-out. The chief sponsor of the bill, Senator Mike Morrell, a Republican from Rancho Cucamonga, there's that city, I just love that name, Rancho Cucamonga, explained that parents all over the Golden State are upset about what's being taught under the guise of sex education, and they want it stopped, or at least they want to help parents to protect their children. Over the last 2 years, I've heard from parents all over our state who have voiced concerns about the content of the new sex education curriculum, the senator explained in a video about the legislation. They've shared with me their view that much of what's available for young students is unsuitable and indecent. You know, this used to carry a triple X and nobody under 18, folks, okay? Remember when we used to have that stuff? Remember when movies were rated R? But now it's PG-13. Hey, what does that mean? At any rate. So they want to sexualize your children with every bent kind of perversion you can think of. And there's, I guess it's, the new law is 18 and under. We're going to subject your children to the worst of the worst. And then wonder why they turn out to be confused about their gender or anything else. Almost 50,000 parents signed a petition supporting the bill. Huge numbers of parents, grandparents, and faith leaders packed the committee hearing as well. They begged lawmakers to respect parental rights and the innocence of young children by passing the measure. But instead, instead of listening to parents and taxpayers, all five Democrats on the Senate Education Committee voted to reject the legislation with just two GOP votes in support of it. Encouraging Democrats to kill the bill was the tax-funded lobbying and abortion giant Planned Parenthood, as well as the far-left California Federation of Teachers. Despite the setback, a broad coalition of parents and religious groups vowed to keep fighting. Supporters of the effort include California Catholic Conference, the California Family Council, the Islamic Shura Council of Southern California. Oh, where's the Jewish organizations that are out there protesting it? Oh, I guess there are none. And the California Right to Life Committee. After the bill died, Senator Morrell slammed the sexual revolutionaries and Marxists seeking to brainwash California children. And I'm quoting him. They seem to have embraced the political ideologies of Marx and Lenin over those of Lincoln and Washington. They come out of the closet, ladies and gentlemen, as socialists, so we have to come out of the closet as conservative Christians and take back our state for our children. Holy mackerel. This one doesn't require a whole lot of thought. It just takes a little bit of action, more action, on the part of you people still living in California. And remember, Just because you leave the state, it doesn't mean the California and their tactics are going to stop there. They'll follow you wherever you go, sooner or later.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
By the way, writing for the California-based Judeo-Christian Caucus. Stephen Frank called on parents to reconsider government schools entirely. As parents, we have the first responsibility to our children and their future. He also serves as senior editor of California Political Review. It's time to rethink our support of government schools. They have failed us and our children. Well, yeah, but the solution here, Mr. Frank, Mr. Judeo-Christian Frank, is not just to pull the children out of school and go homeschool them or stick them in another school somewhere, because they're still there infecting innocent children. What the hell kind of Christian are you? At any rate.
Hey, I'm Dr. Duke, joined with Alex Newman. Alex, our international correspondent. You know, when we want to get good and depressed for a Monday, we want to gloom out everybody, we just turn to California. And so the most moderate possible bill that would have given parents a notification of what was being taught in the schools, that would have forced parents to have to opt in to the radical sex education as opposed to opting out, that was overwhelmingly defeated in California. And let's not forget the role Planned Parenthood played in this as well. Talk a little bit about the story, Alex.
Yeah, thank you very much. And it really was a very moderate, a very tepid bill. All it did was say that parents would actually have to opt their children into this radicalized sex education that's taking place in California. And, you know, people who watch this program regularly, people who read our articles at the Freedom Project know that it is incredible. I mean, they're teaching young kids all about sodomy and gender confusion and homosexuality, you know, everything you can think of, they're teaching to these kids. And so it was a very minor, moderate change. You know, instead of having to opt out, parents would actually have to sign to opt in, and the schools would be required to make available the materials that they're using. And that really drove them wild, because they know that if parents saw what was going on, a lot of them would freak. So, you know, we're not talking about completely uprooting government brainwashing of children. I mean, nothing like that. And yet, this very moderate measure, this very, very tepid statute, went down to a flaming defeat. Five votes against it. It didn't even get out of committee. Five votes against it. Every single Democrat in the committee voted against this, and two votes in favor, two Republicans voting in favor. That's how lopsided it is. California is like a one-party state now, and they will sexualize your children whether you want it or not.
Yeah, and let's make this clear to the readers, to the listeners at home. Number one, this only went through sixth grade. So that means 7th, 8th, 9th, middle school and high school kids were completely exempted from this. They were going to get the propaganda no matter what they do, no matter what parents said, they were going to get the propaganda. This was for the littlest, most vulnerable kids, what we call elementary school kids, kindergarten kids all the way through 5th and 6th graders. They would have been the only demographic for which you had to consult with parents, right? Parents had to opt in to teaching 3rd and 2nd and 1st graders about sex. And, of course, what you said, I think, is the big sticking point, that under no circumstances did the state of California want parents at any grade level to be able to see the kind of books that the kids were going to learn about. And when you're talking about 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 year olds, those kids aren't going to know enough to come home and tell their parents, hey, we read this book today by this author. It talked about this. So they're basically going to keep completely secret from mom and dad all that information. And finally, Alex, talk about this. As we know, Planned Parenthood and other radical leftist groups were huge lobbyists in getting this bill killed.
Yeah, I think this ought to be setting alarm bells off, right? You have this massive organization that's funded by taxpayers that on the one hand slaughters unborn children, and on the other sexualizes and encourages little children to fornicate so that they'll have more unborn children to slaughter. All the while, all this is being funded by tax money, and they're actually coming in. I mean, they're involved in the sexualization of children. They're involved in the teaching of this radical sex education. And then when the children get pregnant as a result of being brainwashed into believing these sorts of things, then they come in and say, oh, just give us $800 and we'll kill your baby for you. No problem, right? And they were one of the key players in stopping this legislation. Also, of course, the California Federation of Teachers, you know, the unions, of course, the teachers' unions are radical beyond what I think regular people can even begin to imagine. Just this weekend, I was in St. Louis with a lady who had infiltrated the NEA National Convention some years ago. She went to the LGBT caucus, and she got them talking about whether it was too early to include NAMBLA in their coalition, right? The North American Man-Boy Love Association that advocates adult rape of young children. I think one of their mottos is sex before 8 or it's too late. I mean, this is how radical this stuff is. And, you know, Duke, you and I have exposed some of the sex education going on in California right now. It would blow people's minds. And so you had this huge coalition against it, the Catholics, the Muslims, the evangelicals, I mean, everybody coming out against this, huge line of people out the door to testify against this bill. But all it took was a call from Planned Parenthood to the radical Democrats. Hey, guys, we need you to keep sexualizing the children. Don't even think about it. Boom. Story's over.
Yep. And you mentioned Planned Parenthood. We talked about that a moment ago. So we're paying about $600 million in taxpayer revenues to Planned Parenthood, $600-700 million goes from the American Treasury to Planned Parenthood. And this is with Republicans controlling the presidency and the Senate, this happens. And then about $50 million, we find out now, of that budget that we've given Planned Parenthood, Planned Parenthood sets aside to influence the further elections, the 2020 election. So they're going to spend $50 million of the $650 million we gave them to try to get radical progressives elected, including Warren or Sanders or some radical Democrat president, so they can make what's happening in California with sex education come to a state near you.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And people need to understand that, you know, taxpayers are funding this organization, and then this organization is interfering, is colluding in our election. And there's a quid pro quo going on here, to use kind of the terminology of the day, right? Democrats, you want to kill more babies? Okay, we'll take this taxpayer money that you've given us, or that the Republicans have given us, and we'll give it to your political campaign. You just make sure we have a large supply of children fornicating so we can kill more babies, and that you don't put any restrictions on our ability to kill babies. And this happens all over the country. They lobby against pro-life legislation. They lobby, they fund pro-abortion politicians. They litigate when we do manage to get pro-life laws passed at the state or even the federal level. It is absolutely crazy. I mean,
that, ladies and gentlemen, was Alex Newman. I wish there were more of them like this gentleman out there. We got to make more, folks. If you haven't noticed, the old guard's getting kind of old and dying off. Well, the tree of liberty's got to be watered every now and again, doesn't it? Well, yeah, it does. What are y'all waiting for? This, I promised this, I said I was going to do this today, so I am going to do this today. This is Robert F. Kennedy. And the corruption in the vaccine industry that has killed hundreds of thousands of Americans. Now, with a name like Kennedy, you'd think that it'd buy you a certain amount of notoriety. Well, he's just notorious in news media circles now. Robert F. Kennedy, he gave a blockbuster interview about the vaccine industry and captures of regulatory agencies, including the CDC and the UN's World Health Organization. All of the 72 vaccines mandated for children are produced by four companies, Sanofi, or whatever the hell they call it, Merck, Pfizer, and GlaxoSmithKline. No vaccine has ever been safety tested with real placebos, in other words, blind studies. He says the CDC functions as a vaccine company with an $11 billion per year budget. $5 billion is spent on buying vaccines at inflated prices. The CDC approves the vaccine, buys them from their manufacturing friends, and then forces 78 million people to use them, even though they have never been tested for safety. In addition to making $60 billion a year selling these vaccines, the companies make an additional $500 billion selling medications for diseases the vaccines cause. Here is Mr. Robert F. Kennedy, Jr.
Now, the HPV vaccine has been on the market since the mid-2000s. Two companies are producing this vaccine, Merck and GlaxoSmithKline. And they're promoted by health officials as the best way to protect children against the future risk of cervical cancer. Here's a video from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
I have four children, and I've given the vaccine to all of them. I recommend the HPV vaccine for all 11 and 12-year-old boys and girls.
Let's use Britain as an example. Prior to HPV vaccination in Britain, which started in 2008, cervical cancer rates were actually trending downward. In fact, the rate of cervical cancer was cut in half between the mid-1980s and the mid-2000s. But now, Britain's leading cancer research charity is reporting a 54% rise in cervical cancer in the very age groups that first received the vaccine. So what gives? Well, a study out of the UK seems to be saying that the HPV vaccine may not even be effective at all. Joining us is Robert F. Kennedy, Jr., chairman of the Board of Children's Health Defense and their senior prosecuting attorney as well. Now, let's start with this UK study, which says that cervical cancer rates are surging in British 25 to 29-year-olds, and it also indicates that the HPV vaccine may not be as effective as certain health officials are claiming. What else can you tell us about this study?
Well, the cervical cancer rates were trending downward across the developed world for the past two decades because of pap smears. Since the introduction of the HPV vaccines of Gardasil, principally, and Cervarix, which is GlaxoSmithKline's version of the vaccine, we've seen an uptick in cervical cancer rates in the countries where they have the strongest coverage, for example, in Australia, in Sweden, in the UK, and in Germany. We've seen cervical cancer rates exploding in the generation that received that vaccine. There are, in addition, there's a recent study from Alabama that shows that the counties that are using the vaccine most heavily, they also are seeing explosions of cervical cancer. So there are two things that could be happening. The clinical trials found that women who were exposed to HPV virus prior to receiving the vaccine actually had a dramatically increased chance of coming down with cervical cancer, precancerous lesions. The increased risk from the vaccine among those women was over 46%. So for a certain cohort of the population, the vaccine actually increases the risk of cervical cancer. The other thing that may be happening is that women who get the vaccine may feel confident enough that they don't get pap smears. And pap smears have been the real answer to cervical cancer. So we don't know which one is happening.
So the CDC recommends that girls get their first dose of the HPV vaccine between the ages of 11 and 12. What are the odds of a girl that age getting cervical cancer?
They're pretty much zero. Cervical cancer on average strikes when you're 50 years old, and the death is when you're 58. The disturbing thing about this vaccine is the vaccine had a very, very high adverse event rate. So within 6 months during the clinical trials, 50% of the girls had some serious condition occur, some serious medical condition, a new medical condition occur, and we don't know if it was because of the vaccine or not because there was no placebo used during these studies. The other thing is that about 2.3% of the girls within the 6 months got autoimmune disease. So, or some indicator of autoimmune disease. So the risk of autoimmune disease is about one in every 37 girls who got the vaccine within 6 months got an autoimmune disease. Autoimmune disease is very, very serious. I have a client who got an autoimmune disease from the HPV vaccine, from the Gardasil vaccine, when she was 15 years old. She's been in a wheelchair ever since. She's now 24, so for 9 years she's been in a wheelchair. She has seizures every 90 seconds or so. The death rate from cervical cancer in this country is 2.3 per 100,000. So the chances of getting cervical cancer, of getting autoimmune disease from the vaccine are 2.3 per 100. That means that your chance of getting an autoimmune disease from the vaccine are 1,000 times greater and you dying of cervical cancer. Nobody who understood those odds would ever take that vaccine.
You know, I find it interesting that what you're talking about is data from Merck's own clinical trials, which anyone can look up online. But also what's interesting is you said no placebo is used during these clinical studies. So tell us how exactly Merck masks this type of harm from the HPV vaccine by using an active comparator instead of, say, a saline.
So the gold standard for testing medical products is called a double-blind placebo study. And that's how virtually every medical product is tested to make sure that it's both safe and effective. Vaccines are immune from that kind of testing. And none of the 72 vaccines that are now mandated for American children have ever been tested in that kind of test against a true placebo. And instead, the vaccine companies use, as you point out, what they call active comparators, which is they use a very toxic placebo that is designed to cause harm to the comparator group in order to mask the harms that are being caused to the study group by the vaccine. So in the Gardasil trials, Merck used, instead of using a sugar or a salt placebo, Merck used a neurotoxin called AHHS, which is a very horrendously toxic form of aluminum. With vaccines, the companies are exempt from using placebos. And This is because vaccines are not classified as medical products.
The fact that companies are exempt from using placebos, that's a legacy of the fact that the vaccine program was originally conceived as a national security defense to formulate a vaccine as quick as possible and deploy it without any regulations getting in the way. That's why they don't call it a medicine, correct? Instead, they call it a biologic, which means it's exempt from safety testing. Can you talk a little bit about that history?
When the Vaccine Act was passed by Congress in 1986, which gave immunity from liability to vaccine companies, there was a gold rush by the vaccine companies to add new vaccines to the schedule because they suddenly became very valuable because you couldn't be sued. And the vaccine companies at that time took advantage of that old military exemption and said, not only can we not be sued, but we don't even have to safety test these. So of the 72 vaccines now mandated for America's children, not a single one has ever been tested against a true placebo. What that means is nobody knows what the risk profile is for any of those products. And what that means is that nobody can tell you with any kind of scientific basis that any one of those 72 vaccine doses is going to avert more harm than it causes.
Joining us now is Robert F. Kennedy Jr., chair of the board of Children's Health Defense and their senior prosecuting attorney as well. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the relationship between these federal regulatory agencies and these drug and vaccine companies. The Journal of American Medical Association just published an examination of the FDA, and this review, which was by a number of Harvard researchers, reveals a shift towards the FDA's use of, quote, less data to approve drugs, and an escalating reliance on pharmaceutical industry payments to actually cover FDA salaries. Now, when it comes to an organization like the CDC, we have the example of Julie Gerberding, who was CDC director from 2002 to 2009, and then went on to become the head of Merck Vaccines. Is it common for CDC and FDA employees to use this kind of revolving door?
Well, there are many, you know, there are revolving door problems with all of our federal agencies and all of our state agencies. There's a phenomena that is very well documented called agency capture, which is a phenomenon or a dynamic by which the agency that that's supposed to protect the American public from bad drugs or from pollution or what have you ultimately becomes a subsidiary or a sock puppet for the industry that it's supposed to regulate. And indeed, that's what we see with the CDC. The head of CDC from 2002 to 2009, as you point out, was Julie Gerberding. She did a number of billion-dollar favors for Merck. She silenced a whistleblower who was William Thompson, who is still a scientist at the CDC, who wanted to tell the public that testing of Merck's vaccine showed that particularly the MMR vaccine was causing autism in black boys and other people who got the vaccine on time, and that the scientists had been ordered to destroy data showing that effect, and that they went ahead and published the study, lying about it to the American people and to physicians. And Julie Gerberding did a huge favor to Merck by having that scientist punished and then silenced. She arranged for Merck to get the monopoly to the multi-billion-dollar MMR vaccine and to make sure Glaxo could not sell its vaccine in this country. She approved the HPV vaccine, Gardasil, which is another Merck product. She approved the chickenpox vaccine and silenced whistleblower Gary Goldman, who's another doctor who said this vaccine is going to cause a shingles epidemic. Merck then not only got the chickenpox vaccine, but it also was able to market a shingles vaccine. She retired in 2009, and she was made president of Merck's vaccine division in 2010 with a salary of about $2.5 million, I think about $5 million in stock options. CDC is actually a vaccine company. CDC has a total budget of about $11 billion a year. It spends $5 billion of that buying vaccines from those four companies and making sweetheart deals that are much higher, where we pay with taxpayer money much more for the vaccines than they pay for the exact same vaccine in Europe. And then they distribute those vaccines to the American public. So they're approving the vaccine. They're mandating for them for the public. They're buying them from these companies who they're friends with. And then they're basically forcing 78 million people to take an untested.
Out of time here. That was Robert Kennedy Jr., son of the late Robert Kennedy, John's brother. And it's rather interesting with a name like Kennedy, especially since, well, weren't the Kennedy brothers both Democrats? Yes, they were. And the media out there loves our children so much, they've just been pushing these vaccines to protect the children. But yet, here's somebody with some name recognition that's done the due diligence. He is in the Citizens Defense Fund for these vaccinations for our children. You would think that this would be a leading story with many of these news outlets. Oh, well, wait a minute here. Wait a minute. There seems to be a little, hold on, Houston. There seems to be a conflict of interest here. Houston, we have a problem. The problem is that these news agencies, and I'm polite by calling them that, how much revenue a year do they get from these four drug companies for pushing the products and this poison on the American people? You heard Robert F. Kennedy say that they're in the business. They buy the vaccines from the drug manufacturers, the stuff that hasn't been tested, and they're forcing 78 million Americans to take these. And if you notice, the laws are getting more stricter, and you can't opt out. You're going to get shot up and injected with this stuff, whether you like it or not. This is a scam, folks. This is one of the biggest scams in U.S. history. And these people that proclaim that they love our children so much, this is all for the children. I can't even think of a prop. Hypocrisy doesn't even come close to what's being displayed here. They love the children so much they won't put Robert Kennedy Jr. on the air. Will they? No, they will not. And by the way, his voice, as you've noticed, is he's got what is called spasmodic dysphonia. And that is a permanent condition with him. That is not going to change. And for a man that has so much to say, you have to sometimes strain to hear what he is saying. But he's not been silenced. He's not taken as an excuse to step out of the limelight. He is charging full tilt boogie against this evil that we see. And this can't be just marked off as, oh, is greed. Oh, that's the way the system works. Or, you know, the government protects those that are trying. Well, you know, that CDC does some good. No, it's nothing but the front dummies for the drug companies. They have become their pushers of this toxic stuff on our children. And the medias will not touch them, including Fox. Okay, including Fox. Why? Because Fox has drug companies as advertising clients as well. Gee, I guess the dollar, we got to generate money because we got to pay people like Sean Hannity $31, $32 million a year. Where do you think this money comes from? Do you think it grows on trees? No, we got to sell these drugs from these drug companies because we got to pay our bills here. What do you mean? Your child's safety's at risk. What do you mean your child died last year? You got to be mistaken. Your child didn't die of these vaccines. And they'll go to your kids' graves swearing that that's the case. Not their own. Your children's graves. You know, to underscore today's program with, I'm tired of this stuff, seems to be a little light, doesn't it? Well, if I could really say what was on my mind, you would have already turned off your receiver. Because there would have been expletives strung from here to Nome, Alaska. Sometimes, folks, I really have to bite my tongue. The anger that wells up in me over this kind of corruption is sometimes too much to take.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. while we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.